Hello, everyone. Here we are. I want to spend a few minutes looking at four different discipleship tools for you. So I'll try to not rush through this, but I do want to be relatively quick in going through these. So one thing is sermonaudio.com plus an app for your phone that's connected to the Sermon Audio platform. And then I want to look briefly at the devotional calendar for 2021 that we've put together here at the church for your personal discipleship. And then I'll say a little bit about catechism and a little bit about confession of faith, which are two new online discipleship tools that you can use for yourself, you can use as a family, you can use in a small group setting. And I just want to show you those and talk a little bit about what they're for. But the general point of all of these things is discipleship. These are all things to help facilitate getting into the Word, getting into prayer more, and growing in our walk with the Lord, growing in our knowledge of Christ, growing in the grace of Christ, and experiencing that personal communion with Him in our daily lives. And that's what we want. Okay, so let's get into it. The first thing I have up here is the Sermon Audio webpage. And I'll show you one thing here. See this right in this area where I'm moving the cursor? You see our logo? And you see it says My Church, North Harford Baptist Church. Well, that's because I'm signed in and I have already made this my home church, all right? Our church, obviously. And so when you first go on to sermonaudio.com, this right here will not have our logo. It will have a little box. And I believe it just says in that box, My Church. And if you click on it, what you'll do is enter our number, which is 02152. 02152. So when you come to sermonaudio.com, go to this same area. It's the same size. It's the same location on the webpage where it says My Church. Click on it, enter our number, and then you can make our church your home church. And there's lots to play around on here. You can go to this, see up here, this will now, you'll set it to always remember your home church. So whenever you go back on, it'll automatically be on our home church. It doesn't mean you can't search other sermons or look at other ministries. I do it almost daily, listening to sermons and looking at other resources from other churches. That's just something I've done for a long time. I really love this site. It's worth the time to play around on. But you can go to our homepage, and you'll see here it is, North Harford Baptist Church, Pastor John, and here's me right here. And it'll list our sermons in order. You could also look at them by series, by speaker, by topic. You can do a search by passage. One of the things I love about Sermon Audio is you can have something playing, close the app, not close the app totally, but minimize the app, go to another app, it'll still play. You can download the sermons there, so you can have them and use them in different ways. So that's the first thing on Sermon Audio is make us your home church. And then that connects to what I'm going to show you now. So back at the homepage, what you can do is scroll all the way down to till you find this article right here, where it has this this graphic, and it says Church One app, version 2.2 for all broadcasters. This is an article, but the purpose is to get to this app. It's the Church One app for your phone. It can be on an iPhone or an Android. This is specifically a Sermon Audio app. And what you'll do is go to that link at the bottom of that page, go to that article, and it'll take you here to the article with links for iPhone or Android. And this is just showing you what'll pop up on your phone. And you would download that app. It is free. And now this is specifically for sermons. Specifically for sermons. And it's really good for watching the live streams. Anytime we do a live stream, it will give you a notification. North Harford Baptist Church is streaming live. Whenever we post a new sermon, it'll give you a notification. North Harford Baptist Church has posted a new sermon. If we post something on the blog that's on that site, it'll give you a notification. But most specifically for the sermons that are streamed and posted, you'll get that information, and you'll just do the same thing. It's very simple. Go to that app, download the app, open it up, and make our church your home church. I'll give you that number again. It's 02152, 02152. And I'm not totally sure about this, but I think you could just search us by name to find us, but you might need that number to make it your home church. I didn't log out and try and log back in to figure that out, but you have all the information that you need. So that's sermonaudio.com up here in this area, making us your home church. And then from there, you can explore. And over the coming weeks and months, we'll look at different ways and talk about different ways you could use this, this site as a discipleship resource. With everything that's going on in the tech world and the political landscape and the social media landscape, I'm really thankful for Sermon Audio. It's a Christian website that is a ministry done for churches, for biblical churches that hold to biblical doctrine. And so it's a really good place. Anyway, make us your home church, and then scroll down to the article with this graphic. Church One app, download that on your phone, make us your home church there, and that's all I wanted to say about Sermon Audio, but it's a really, really good resource. All of our sermons, all of our lessons, confessions of faith, our catechisms, they're all going to be on there, so this is going to be sort of a one-stop shop for the media. You'll still be able to access it on our webpage, but that's what I plan to use more and more, as much as I can, as many different ways as I can, as the weeks pass here, sermonaudio.com. All right, and now briefly, I want to show you the updated website. Here's our homepage, and I'm just going to scroll down. Now, about a week or so ago, maybe exactly a week, maybe less, I'm not sure. All we had to get to our new discipleship tools, which is the calendar, the confession of faith, and the catechism, was through this link, new online discipleship tools. That's still there. You can still click on that, and I'll do it, and it'll take you to this page, Structure Life and Devotion to Christ. That's our goal, Discipleship 2021, and there's the calendar, there's the catechism, and there's the confession. All right. I know I went fast, but that's just because I'm going to get back to those things. But that's still there for you to go and access all of them in one place. But if you keep scrolling down, I now have given devoted links. So I'll do this one first. Right here, Catechism 2021 with its own button and its own page. Catechism 2021, Weekly Biblical Instruction for Practical Growth. And let's look at this for just a moment here. Catechism just means instruction. It means instruction. This is weekly biblical instruction for practical growth. It's in question and answer format. It's really conducive for memory work. It's really conducive for a home discipleship or family discipleship. But I've been saying all along, you can use this as a springboard for your personal study time, personal prayer time, small group study time or prayer time. But that's what catechism is. So if you've not heard that word before, don't get thrown by it. It's a traditional word. It just means instruction, and particularly weekly biblical instruction for practical growth in question and answer format. And now I'm going to scroll down and see if I'm lining it up. So what does this ministry include? Very simple. Short weekly videos, and then a printed resource. That's it. And those are just companion resources to get you in the Bible, to get you in prayer in some kind of structured way. And so the videos, the weekly videos, is right here. And they'll always be there. I put them on Sermon Audio. They automatically show up here. The first Lord's Day, second Lord's Day, the third Lord's Day, and I believe they're around 10 or 15 minutes. I didn't check them out. Now, that's your videos. And they post 8 o'clock every Sunday morning. It'll post on Sermon Audio. It'll post on Facebook. And it'll post here, obviously, because whatever goes on Sermon Audio is automatically here. terms of the printed resource, you can request a free book by clicking on here. Just take you to a page. Just tell us you want one. We'll get you one. You can download a PDF by clicking on this button. Download a PDF, print it up, or just leave it on your laptop and open it up whenever you want to use it. Or you can click on the book here. I did that pretty fast. I just went over the book and clicked on it. And it takes you to an online flipbook. Right? Table of contents is right here. I'll zoom in a little bit. Table of contents. There's an introduction there. What did I call it? Preface. If you want to read that preface, that'll give you a little idea of the practical purpose of the catechism in general, and some specifics, a little bit of specifics about the structure and emphasis of this catechism. There you go. On the first Lord's Day, question one and the answer with biblical cross references. Question two and the answer and biblical cross references. The videos just walk through those. And then there's different ways you can use them and springboard into study time or discussion time or prayer time with yourself or with whoever you're with. All right, Lord's Day 2, question, answer, biblical cross-references. Question, answer, biblical cross-references. So again, it's designed to be concise. It's conducive to memory work. It's conducive to be a springboard for other discipleship activities, prayer, study, discussion, and on and on and on. And obviously, I think it's self-explanatory, but let's go back here to, where was it? It's very simple what we do. The video for the first Lord's Day corresponds with those questions and answers for the first Lord's Day. And so you know what we'll be doing this coming Sunday. We'll be doing the fourth Lord's Day. So you can look at it ahead of time. Do some study. You don't have to watch the video on Sunday morning. You can watch it whenever you want after it's posted. And so that is your catechism. Again, weekly biblical instruction for practical growth. It's in question and answer format. I think I've said enough about the format. It's simplicity. It's meant to be practical. It's meant to be a springboard to help you get more into prayer and the Word. All right, now let's close some of these tabs out. Here we are back at that homepage. That's your catechism devoted link. Now here is the, we'll do calendar last. We'll come down to this one, Confession of Faith. Same thing, yes, it's still on that hub where they all are, but now this is, it's a devoted page, Confession of Faith 2021, Summary Statements of Core Beliefs. So it's similar to catechism in some ways, and then I've just set this up to be weekly and concise, but it's a different format. This is not question and answer format. These are summary statements of core beliefs, fundamental, foundational Christian doctrines in summary statements. And what I'm trying to make a point to do, I hope I'm doing a good job of this, because this really is where the power comes from for discipleship, is what I'm really trying to do is show the biblical foundation, whether it's one verse or two verses or three verses that teach or give a really good window into whatever core belief we're looking at that week. Summary statements of core beliefs. We should know those. We should know the core Christian beliefs, and we should know where to go in Scripture that says, okay, here's where this is taught. And what we're doing right now is, here's our statement of faith, the Baptist Faith and Message. In a few weeks or months, I forget exactly when, we'll be going through the different points and articles in that confession and looking at, we won't be able to look at all the cross references because each article has many of them, like in the catechism, but we'll look at a biblical foundation as much as we can for these core beliefs. Right now, what we're doing is taking confessions of faith straight from the text of Scripture. So, for example, the very first week, which is the foundational confession of the believer, is Jesus Christ is Lord. So we talked about what that meant a little bit. We talked about the foundational Bible passages for that confession. And then again, same thing as with catechism. Springboard. This is meant to launch you off into your own time of study and prayer and devotion to the Lord. All right, so that's Confession of Faith. Same exact design here. The videos will show up here. Week 1, week 2, week 3. And for this button, it takes you to the ESV Online Bible. And I just go to whatever verse we're looking at. So you'll be able to see that during the video. Same with the catechism. I forgot to say that. But as on the videos, it'll have me talking, but you'll be able to see the text of the question, answer, and cross-references. Eventually, we'll get to the Baptist Faith and Message. And same thing. You can request a free one of those, or you can just, whatever week we're on. Let's say the first week we're on the Scriptures, I'll have this for you to see. It'll be embedded in the video. And we'll read it, talk about it, talk about the main points at least, and I'll cherry pick some cross-references for that doctrine. But that's a core doctrine, right? Our belief that the Scripture is the Word of God is a core Christian doctrine. If you lose that, that's just the first domino that falls. And the whole faith will fall if that domino falls. And so that's just an example. But there's your weekly confession of faith. Again, summary statements of core beliefs, core Christian beliefs, given a biblical foundation with them. So that's what that ministry is for. And those post Monday, I say 8 p.m., but I like to get them done and get them up there. Early in the day, I'm more focused. So what I found myself doing, it's only been 3 weeks, but I've posted them pretty early. But either way, I purposed to give 8 p.m. as a deadline for getting them up there. Be on sermon audio, be on Facebook, it'll be on our webpage too. Now, lastly, so we've talked about sermonaudio.com, making us, North Hartford Baptist Church, your home church, 02152, and then downloading that Church One app for sermon audio. Same thing, make us your home church. That's really good for the sermons, for the live streaming feature. Catechism, looked at that. Confession of Faith, looked at that. Let's go to the devotional calendar. Same thing. It's still there on that hub for new online discipleship tools, but it has a dedicated page. 2021 devotional calendar, daily reading, prayer, and wisdom. And what that means is there's a daily reading, like a main passage. We're purposing and trying to do the whole Bible in a year. There's a main reading. Right now, we're in Genesis. Prayer and wisdom. So what I did last year is we just had one reading per day, and Psalms and Proverbs just had their own section of the year. I think Psalms was 2 or 3 weeks, Proverbs was a week. Well, now what I've done is I've taken those out of the main rotation, so they don't have their own dedicated weeks or month, but every day, every weekday, you have a prayer and part of a psalm. Or a whole psalm sometimes, a psalm and part of a proverb, a psalm and part of a proverb. And that's why I'm calling it prayer, just referring to a daily psalm or a daily passage from the Psalms. And wisdom, I'm just referring to a daily proverb, a daily piece of wisdom, or to use a trendy word, a daily nugget. Okay, a daily nugget of wisdom from the Proverbs, a daily piece of a daily part from a psalm, a prayer, a worship, hymn, whatever you want to call it, but then your daily reading. And so that's what we're doing each weekday. And I'll click on here, if you click on that button, PDF, here again, request a free hard copy. Really nice calendar, it'll last you the whole year. I'll just click on the web version. I'm going to zoom in, and I just want to show one thing here, and then we'll be done. So again, flipbook format online. Right now we're in January. Zoom in. I think that's as much as I can zoom in. But you can see on here, Monday, Psalm, Proverbs, and then your main reading, Mark. Tuesday, Psalm, Proverbs, your main reading, Mark. That's the rhythm. That's the pattern for the whole year. Nothing on Saturdays on the calendar, but it's probably going to be something on Saturdays. Catch up or just something else that you're studying or look at. But I thought that would be good in there to put a catch up day. And Yeah, just one thing. I'm not going to get off on a whole big discussion about why I structure the calendar, the order of the books the way I did. But broadly speaking, as you go through the year, we are moving chronologically through the Bible is one kind of one thing that's going on. But also, what I've tried to do in the order of the books is order them in such a way to help us understand the link between the Old Testament and New Testament. Okay, so that's why the year starts with Mark, the Gospel of Mark. And then it's hard to, or Malachi rather, up here, the first was Malachi, the book of Malachi, the closing book of the Old Testament, the closing promises of the Old Testament, and the closing prophecy of the Old Testament, Malachi. And then we go right into Mark to see that link, a little bit of the link between old and new, see the continuity and the unity of the story. And then we backed up to go to Genesis, and we are going, starting with Genesis, going chronologically through the Bible, but also at times hopping back and forth from Old Testament to New Testament, Old Testament to New Testament, so we can keep the bigger picture in mind. So we're looking at the progression and the unfolding of the story of the Bible, but also the unity and the coherence of the Bible, the fulfillment that we see in the New Testament. So for example, when we read Leviticus, we'll read Hebrews in conjunction with Leviticus. I forget which one I put first, but you have the priesthood, and then you have Christ, our great high priest in heaven, and teaching how the things of the old covenant priesthood were shadows, prefigured Christ, but the substance and the reality is revealed in Christ. So those two things is what I'm trying to do, go chronologically to see the story of the Bible as it moves and as it unfolds, but also the big picture and the relationship between old and new. And last thing here, the catechism schedule and the confession schedule are all on this calendar. So you see the highlighted in blue here, each Lord's Day, highlighted in blue here, each Monday. All right, so I hope you'll take advantage of these ministries. They are easily accessible. They are not a huge time commitment, focusing on substance, trying to give you something just to... The structure can help with finding discipline in our devotional lives, and I think we all need as much help as we can with that. And so use these tools, and God bless you as you do. See ya.